Rav Olsai, we've been studying the case of Zorek Mirshus HaYachid, Lushus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabin. And the question was whether or not we apply the principle of Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami. And that's below 10 Tfachim. If it's above 10 Tfachim, then it went through a Mokum Ptur, so Kluta is not going to help you. But we have one svar to say Yalfinan. Yalfinan Zorek Mi Moshe. Now, what we never discussed, and this is something that's actually discussed by Tosus at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, is a case where it went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim, but not through a Zrika. It's not that he threw it, but rather that he carried it. So imagine, he carries something from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYochid, and he does Anochi, he puts it down in the second Rishus HaYochid. Now, let me point out that this case, although it's not covered, it's not addressed in the Gemara per se, but it sounds awfully similar to another case of Meleches Otsa that we discussed, which is called Moshit. So if you remember, in the case of Moshit, he's standing in one Agola, which is Rishus HaYochid, and he's passing on a beam, a keresh, to another person who's in another Agola. He's a little bit closer to the Mishkan. And in between the two Agolos, there's Rishus HaRabim. And we derive from Mishkan this malacha called Moshit. So again, we have Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRabim, but we have to add two conditions. Number one, it goes miyad liyad. In other words, Reuven is handing it into the hands of Shimon. And number two, it's got to be bidyuta achas. Means you can't have the object going across Rishus HaRabim, but rather Rishus HaRabim is on the same side as the two Rishus HaYochids. Now let's talk about another case. This is the case that we want to discuss today. Instead of being Moshit, he's Mavir. Mavir means he carries it from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim, and he puts it down in another Rishus HaYochid. Now, at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah calculates different scenarios in which you could be chayv from Meleches Otsa. For example, you have the Ani who's standing out in the Rishus HaRabim, and you have the Baal Bayis who's inside in the Rishus HaYochid. And the Ani, let's say, takes a hand with an object, puts it into the hand of the Baal Bayis. Or the opposite, the Baal Bayis takes it out into Rishus HaRabim and puts it into the hands of the Ani. And in all the various, shall we say, permutations of Meleches Otsa, the Mishnah calculates Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba. V'im Tomar, Tosfos at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, says, wait a minute, why did the Mishnah omit another two scenarios, which would be Shtayim Shein Arba, because as soon as you include two scenarios, then it goes back and forth with the Ani and the Baal Bayis. Lisni Nami Moshit. Okay, now I understand very well. Moshit is a told of Hotzah, and Hachnasa is a told of Hotzah. Hachnasa, which would be the case where the Baal Bayis takes an object and gives it into the Rishus HaYochid of the Baal Bayis, puts it in his hand. That's a tolda. And you may recall at the beginning of Perek HaZorek, we said that the difference between Hachnosa and Otzah, is that Otzah is the Av and Hachnosa is the Tolda. So one thing is clear, the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, in calculating all the various scenarios, includes not just the Avos, but also the Toldos. Not just Otzah, but also Hachnosa. So Tosis now is bothered. If the Mishnah's goal is to maximize and enumerate all the various possible permutations of Otzah, including both the Avos and the Toldos, why is Moshit left out? Okay. That part of Tosfos is not so important to us right now, but Tosfos asks, Umavir Mishus HaYachid Lishus HaYachid Derech Rishus HaRamim. Now again, notice that Tosfos is talking about Mavir, he's not talking about Zorek. And elsewhere, Tosfos wants to know why Zriko was left out of the Mishnah. And that was left for the Mishnah in our Perek, Perek HaZorek. But Mavir is a case where there was no Zrika, there was no Oshata. He carries it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid through a Rishus HaRavim, and Tosfos says he's Chayev. And it should have been included in the Mishnah. Now, Rav Soloveitchik points out, again, this is a totally side point in and of itself, like an independent footnote, if you want to call it, that the Rambam would never have asked Tosfos' kasha. The Rambam has a unique shita that Hachnasa is an Av. And the Rambam holds that our Mishnah calculates all the permutations of the Av Malach of Hotzah. Now again, the problem with the Rambam is how does he square with the Gemara at the beginning of Azorik? The Gemara at the beginning of Azorik says that Hotzah is the Av and Hachnosa is the Tolda. The Rambam upgrades Hachnosa to the Tolda. So that's one kasha. You know, the Magid Mishnah and the other commentaries have to square the Rambam off with the Gemara. But the bottom line is that the Rambam learned from our Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that addresses Hotzah and Hachnosa. Right, in the case of the Baal HaBayis, you're talking about Hotzah. In the case of the Oni, you're talking about Achnosa. And the Rambam holds because our Mishnah at the beginning of Shabbos is dedicated to the Avos. And Achnosa is an Av. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that Tosfos' Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Because Tosfos wants to calculate Toldos. So he wants to know, why doesn't it say Moshit? Why doesn't it say Mavir? And so forth and so on. The Rambam doesn't, but again, that's a separate footnote. It's not relevant to us. But what is relevant to us is Tosfos' answer. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, which you'll see in the second paragraph, D'lo ketani el achnasa didamya lehotza. In other words, even though Tosfos holds that Hachnasa is a tolda, but nevertheless, it has a certain yichus, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, at the beginning of the Masechta, it will be included in the calculation, because it's almost identical to Hotzah. You're going from Rishus HaYochid out into Rishus HaRabim, or the opposite, you're going from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, which is called Hachnasa, and in both cases, he says, it's two Rishuyos, Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. The Akira is in one of those two Rishuyos, and the Anoch is in the other two Rishuyos. That's true for both Hachnosa and Otzah. Lafuki Moshit. Moshit, you begin in a Rishus HaYochid, in one of the Agolos, and you end in another Agol, in Rishus HaYochid. No Rishus HaRabim. And that's basically what we call the difference between Moshit and what we call Chiluf Rishuyos, or Havaras Rishuyos. So in the case of Moshit, in terms of where the object began and where it ended, where the Akira was done and there was the Anocha, there was no Shini Rishus. That's Moshit. The Rav tries to embellish Tosfos a little bit by quoting a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi restricts and limits Moshit to a case where he doesn't put the keresh down on the agola. He's got to have Shimon who receives the keresh. And it goes miyad liyad. And that indicates that Moshit is a whole new entity, a whole new world. And therefore it's not enumerated in our Mishnah. Now let's get to the other half of Tosfos Kasha. What about Mavir Mishnah Sayoch, Mishnah Sayoch, and Derech Mishnah Sarabim? And Tosfos is going to answer once again. You started in Rishus Sayochid and you ended in Rishus Sayochid, and it's going, there's no Havaris Rishuyos here. Okay, so now at this point there's a Machlokas Rishonim that's very fundamental. And this Machlokas is not here in Masechta Shabbos, it's in Masechta Erev. But based on that Machlokas, Tosfos, Rav Soloveitchik wants to come back to Tosfos here at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos and try to analyze this Tosfos. So at this point, we want to open up for a Machlokas Rishonim. He writes, I'll just read it very quickly. Yesh levar mau yisod isu shal mavir mishusayoch lishusayoch derech shusarab mishkachas lekai gavna shu chayev rak mishum mavir velo mishum moshit b'ofen shu mavir shusayoch lishusayochid ach eno moshit b'duta achas o miyad liyad. So he's carrying it and he's not passing it on. He doesn't stretch his arm out. He's carrying the object. And it doesn't require duta achas. So I could pick up the object. Well, I don't want to do this on Shabbos, but somebody picks up the object in Rishus HaYochid on this side, carries it straight across the width of Rishus HaRabim, and ends up putting it down in another Rishus HaYochid. That would not be Moshit, because Moshit, as we said before, requires Duta Achas. And now we have a Machlokas Rishonim. So if you are following the text, I don't know, Sammy, you did it, Rabbi Sachtlus,
couldn't get it,
okay.
Okay, it's all right.
All right, so anyway, for those who do have the text, we're on the right column on page Ches, the last two lines on the right. Umatzinu shenechleku bazeh rishonim. Okay, that's what we really want to focus our attention on. He says the following. Tosfos in Erevin writes this on the top of the left column here on this page. V'hadi boy maisi lo derech olav kisharabim makatfilov mivur midivrei ha-gemara di efshol lahavir es ha-erev mirshusayoch lishusayochid derech rishusarabim. So the Gemara is talking about a case there where he has to set up his Eruv, and he has to carry it. And the problem is, let's say, for example, if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Yontif, he won't be able to carry it to a Rishus HaYochid where he has to get it to. Let's say, for example, an Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen, like Tchumen is not usually Rishus HaYochid. And he has no opportunity of doing so, because between his Rishus HaYochid, where he's carrying the Eruv, and the other Rishus HaYochid, where he wants to get the Eruv to, there's a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. So Rashi says that if he were to carry it, then he would violate Meleches Moshit. And Tosfos says, Nira Delav Moshitu. This is not a case of Moshit. Ela Mavir es ha'eruv rachok chutz ledalet amas. V'chayev afilu zeh keneged zeh. Kedeisa v'perek ha'zorek. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hamotzi Masui Lamala Me'asara, Chayev Shekein Masa B'nei Kos. U'makom Akiraso V'hanachaso Havi Rishus Hayochid. Tosus adds a whole new element into the equation. And he says that this is not Moshit, that he's convinced of, because it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's not a case of Diota Achas. So he's going from one Rishus HaYochid straight across Rishus HaRabim to the other Rishus HaYochid. But that's not enough. Tosus says that this Molocha is radically different than Moshit, because he's got to carry it a full four Amos through Rishus HaRabim. Again, Rav Moshe, this is not Rabbeinu Gershon from yesterday. You know, Rabbeinu Gershon wanted to say that you can integrate Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim to set up Dalet Amos. Don't draw any wrong conclusions here. Tosus is saying that he carried it four full Amos in Rishus HaRabim. But where did he do the Akira? And where did he do the Anocha? Both were done, respectively, in two different Rishus HaYochids. It's not Moshit, although it's very, very similar to Moshit, but there's one fundamental difference besides all the other differences that we mentioned earlier, and that is that we're talking about Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. In Moshit, there's no Dalet Amos of Rishus HaRabim separating one Agola from the other Agola. Benakdim, the Mavur Mitosis, that the precondition to violate this Malacha of, we'll call it for short, Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, right? But you know what I mean. Yishtayach Rishus Yochid Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim. Havi Al Yidei Avaras Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. It's almost as if, just on a Balabatisha level, what Tosis is saying is that you haven't done anything drastic by simply picking up an object in one Rishus HaYochid and putting it down in another Rishus HaYochid. That's Moshit. You know, that's the unique Malach of Moshit, but you're not doing Moshit here. You don't have Diyuta Achas, you don't have Yad Liad. So what have you done? You picked it up in one Rishus HaYochid and put it down in another Rishus HaYochid? That's Maleches Otzah? Why should somebody be liable to be guilty for Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid? I mean, you know, it undermines everything we know about Maleches Otzah. Maleches Otzah is going from one Rishus to another. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, vice versa. We have the very exceptional case of Moshit, which is Dumya. You know, that's how they did Mikarkel Agolos, Miagol Agola in the Mishkan. And that's very unique. It's a whole new entity, as we saw before. It's a Moshit. But here, he's not Moshit, it's not Yutachas, it's not Yad Liad. So Tosus comes up with a solution. You know why you're Chayev? You're Chayev because you carried it four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. And as we discussed, you know, that's a Hilchas HaGemiralon, that's a Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, that you're Chayev for Dalet Amos. Now again, there's a radical chiddush over here, because I would have said Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim means I picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, I carried it four Amos, and I put it down in Rishus HaRabim. Here's the gvaldige chiddush of Derech Rishus HaRabim, that the Akira was in Rishus HaYochid, the Anocha was in Rishus HaYochid, but I'm chaya for the Avara of Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. I mean, I'm hoping that, Rabosa, you'll begin to appreciate why I'm introducing this piece here, because there's a whole chunk of Maleches Otzah that honestly we would never have come up with. It's a Tosis in Erevin, and we'll see the Rashba in a minute, and then we're going to shed a light on Tosis at the beginning of the Masechta. It's like a whole new page over here. Again, we're very familiar with Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, and we discussed it yesterday, but we never discussed the case where he starts in Rishus HaYochid, ends in Rishus HaYochid, and he violates Maleches Otzah with Havar of Dalet Amos in the middle. Ulefi Zeh writes, Zeh yisod achiluk bein Moshit lemavir, de Moshit chayev hugam kisheino mavir, ela kol shu b'rishus harabim. There's literally a hair's breadth of airspace between one agola and the next. And that airspace is rishus harabim. And therefore, since there's no real serious rishus harabim violation here, it's only a kol shu, so we have to add new conditions to generate this new entity called Moshit. Is lahaki be'inan sheyoshit erchoshata b'duta achas. So derchoshata means from one end to the other end, as we saw in the Yerushalmi. Number two, it's got to go from one side of Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid on the same level going forward. V'ilu b'mavir. Oh, now we're talking about a whole new chiyuv. Iker achiyuv hu. B'meshu heavier dalet amis b'rishus harabim. The maisa machayev here is havaris dalet amis b'rishus harabim. Otherwise, Tosis doesn't make any sense. Tosis says, well, we have to introduce Dalet Amis B'Rishus HaRabim. Tosis is radically changing our whole understanding of this Derech B'Rishus HaRabim. And I would write here, Ad Kan. This is Hakofa Aleph, and this is the Shita Satosis in Erev. New paragraph. Now we have the Rashman Erev. Again, to learn 33 blot in Erevin, I can promise you, is a heck of an accomplishment. Let alone to know the Rashba in Erevin. So the Rashba quotes Tosfos. This is very interesting that, we're talking about a Sfaradi, Reb Shlomo Ben Aderes. He's a Spaniard. If you go to Barcelona, they'll show you where the Rashba had his Kahal. And he's quoting Tosfos. The Rashba had access to Balei HaTosfos that we don't have. V'lo hizkir klal debe'inan dalet amis b'rishus harabim. The Rashba, in essence, is closing the gap, if I could use that phrase, between our case of Derech Rishus HaRabim and Moshit. Because he's learning that Derech Rishus HaRabim means a kol shu. There's no Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. He picks it up in one Rishus HaYochid, carries it through, again, a mashu of Rishus HaRabim, and puts it down in another Rishus HaYochid. V'nireh, Da'achiluk bein Mavir l'moshit. So now, ask yourself the question. Now, Mavir and this, and this, I'm sorry, Moshit and this Mavir is really Hainu Hach. To be Moshit u'derech hoshata. So it has to do with the Tzuras HaMalacha. Moshit, I think in Yiddish, I'm not a Yiddishist, but I think it's called Der Langen. Der Langen means, when you extend your hand out. U'bazen emru dinim yuchadim, to be inon duta achas, be inon hoshota miyad liyad, mashenki memavir derech rishus haramim, hu bederech havara bialma. Havar means that he's carrying it. He doesn't give it to anyone else from hand to hand. He doesn't stretch his arm out. Ubi chai gavna. Hachiyuvu afshu mavir shusayoch lishusayizu lishusayochin shekinegda. Shekinegda means he goes through the width of Rishus HaRabim. Again, just a sliver of Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about Dalet Amos. And now the Rav analyzes it. He says, L'das HaTosfos be Erevin. What's Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim? That's not relevant or related at all. No association to Moshit, but rather he's chayef for Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Just like in a case where he picked it up in Rishus HaRabim and he put it down in Rishus HaRabim and he carried it Dalet Amos, so too here, if he picks it up in Rishus HaYochid, carries it Dalet Amos into Rishus HaRabim, puts it down in another Rishus HaYochid, who chayev al havaras gimel Rishuyos. Right? He's got Akira, Havara, and Hanocha. The Akira was in one Rishus, the Avara was in another Rishus, and the Anocha was in a third Rishus. The Akira of Anocha in Rishus HaYochid, the Ilu Avara, HaMechayeves, okay, I would like to underline that word, HaMechayeves, meaning this is the essence or the kishkis of the Malacha, is the Avara, who Maisa Havara Rishus HaRabim. That is the Maisa Havara. In other words, you start with an Akira Yen with Hanocha, but really if you want to identify or single out the Malacha and define it, that is the Havara Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, Tosu requires the Dalet Amos. Ulefi Zeh, Havara Shel Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim Heim Chelek Me'amachayev Atzmo. Okay, I would have said it a little different. I would have said it's Iker HaMachayev. And he quotes the Drush V'Chidush of Rabbi Kivega, which I have somewhere here, if I could find it. Oh, Mashayin came with Das HaRajba. The Rajba says you don't have Havaras Dalet Amos. Is Yesod Achiyuv Hu Ke'ein Din Moshit? Basically, well, fundamentally, we could classify Derech Rishus HaRabim in the Rashba's favorite reference as Moshe. It's almost like a told of Moshe, or another permutation of Moshe. The Ikar Achiyuvu al Havara Mirshusayachid. That's what Moshe is all about. You took it from one Rishusayachid to another Rishusayachid. But just like in Moshe, you need a Rishus HaRabim in between. Here too, in Derech Rishus HaRabim, you need the Rishus HaRabim in between. El Sheyesh Nafgemina Bein Mavir LeMoshe, the Moshe Achiyuv Rak Derech HaShota. And therefore we need Biduta Achas, and we need Miyad Liyad. Fine. Mashenke Bein Mavir, Achiyuv Al Derech HaVor B'Alma, Fu Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, Afil Rokha Rishus HaRabim, as we said before, if the Rashba subsumes Derech Rishus HaRabim under Moshe, then there's no need for Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Kishem Shebe Isur Moshe Atzmo. Ain't Tzorach Shir Dalet Amos. All you need is a culture of Rishus HaRabim here too in Derech Rishus HaRabim. He's chayef for taking it from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and he passes through a Rishus HaRabim. Ubipshuto nira od tibeiser Moshe ain a Rishus HaRabim chelik me'amachayev klal. Beautiful. Wow. This is gorgeous. He says that really your chayev, according to the Rashba, for taking it from one Rishus HaYochid and putting it into another Rishus HaYochid. The only thing is, what's the difference between one Rishus HaYochid and the other? So you need a mafsik, he says. And you have to wedge a Rishus HaYochid between the two Rishus HaRabims. And this reminds me very much of the sugya of Rishuyos Mechalkos, that the Gemara says that if you carry something into one Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid, you carry a chatzi grogeris into one Rishus HaRabim, and then you carry another chatzi grogeris into another Rishus HaRabim. So we have a din, if he's standing in his house, which is flanked on one side by one Rishus HaRabim and on the other side by another Rishus HaRabim, then he's not going to be chayev him. We're not mitzarif the two chatzi grogros. You remember this? And the reason for that is because his Rishus HaYochid is mechalekes. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to apply a similar kind of halacha to the Rashba's understanding of Derech Rishus HaRabim. And in this case, he's really chai for taking it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. But in order to do so, you need a mafsik in between. So the mafsik is the Rishus HaRabim in the middle. But there's no need for Dalet Amos. Just like in any Moshe, there's no need for Dalet Amos. And just like in Moshe, you're chai for taking it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Again, you'll ask always what separates between the two Rishus HaYochids. And the answer is, there's a little bit of a sliver of Rishus HaRabim in between. Ukmochein, and the same din, applies to Mavir Derech Rishus HaRabim, Lashitas HaRashba B'Shem HaTosfos. So we have Tosfos Hashita and Erevin, And we have the Rashba's Shita in the name of Tosfos and Erevin. And they're two fundamentally different Shitas. So let's just summarize. According to the Shita Tosfos, you really chayev for Havaris Dalet Amos. And the Chiddush is that you made the Akirin in one Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And Ehanoch in another Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But the Kishkis of the Chiyuv is the Havaris Dalet Amos Bishus HaRabim. And the Rashba, on the other hand, in the name of Tosfos, is saying no. That Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Chayev not because of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I need the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the middle for a technical reason, but fundamentally he's Chayev because he was Oker Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and he was Meniach in another Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What sets up the mafsik between them is that sliver of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's no need to add Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, like according to Tosfos Shita, where he's really Chayev for Maver Dalet Amos. The Chiddush of this particular malacha is that he started with an Akirin Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he ended with a Hanochin Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but nevertheless, the real essence of the malacha is the Havaris Dalet Amos. Now, here I both say we're up to a small paragraph called Venira. And what I'd like you to do is just, I don't know what to say, to just color this paragraph in very fancy, beautiful colors. Because sometimes the Rav says things that are so brilliant, you could just jump out of your seat. And it's a small paragraph, so don't be fooled. Because sometimes it's the small paragraph that really should catch our attention. Now, if you would have asked me, my nafkamina between Tosfos and Erevin and the Rashba, the name of Tosfos and Erevin, I would have said, obviously, the nafkamina is the Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Tosfos has that as a prerequisite because that's the essence of the Malacha. And Tosfos and the Rashba, on the other hand, drops the requirement of Dalet Amos. I mean, that's a major nafkamina. If he carries it a sliver into Rishus HaRabim, the Rashba say he has to bring a Chatos, or his Chayiv Skila B'mezid with Asra, and Tosfos would say he's Potter. But the Rav sees it way beyond that. He says, Nira, the nafkamina bein Tosfos la Rashba, Imu yavir mirshus hayochid derech mirshus haram vechozer lishus hayochid arisha. Listen to this. I get such pleasure from this. I'm mamish. My body starts. I get shudders. What happens if he carries an object from rishus hayochid? That's where he picked it up through rishus haram, and then he returns back to the original rishus hayochid. Says the Rav. Diladakam shall Tosfos sof havile mavir dalet amos b'shus harabin. Who cares if he goes back to the original Rishus HaYochid? He carried it for amos in Rishus HaRabin. Ah, you'll ask me to kasha, but he didn't make an akira in Rishus HaRabin. He didn't make an anoch in Rishus HaRabin. The answer is that this malacha is macharish to me that the akira Rishus HaYochid and the anoch of Rishus HaYochid is enough to, shall we say, to create the bookends for this malacha, the aschol and the sof, but the malacha itself is Havaris Dalet Amos. So therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, what difference does it make whether he goes into another Rosh Hashanah Yochid to put down the object, or he goes back to the original Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Again, because the kishkis of the malacha and its very essence is the Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Masha'en kein l'das ha-rashba shehu kein moshit, right, we're closing the gap between Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and moshit. Well, what's moshit? Moshit goes from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid into the other Rosh Hashanah Yochid. In fact, that's the whole essence of moshit. Again, we need a hefsek between one Rosh Hashanah Yochid and another, because otherwise you're back in the same Rosh Hashanah Yochid, nothing changed. And we know you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. I mean, sometimes the Rabbanon require an Erev, but fundamentally, from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid, within that same Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Heter Gomor. So the Kishkis of Meleches Moshit is getting it into another Rosh Hashanah Rav, another Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Is Memela, if that's, he calls it, a brisker terminology, I don't know if the Rav uses this terminology, or Rav Shurker, but that's the Heftza of the Malacha. And he says, if it's Cain motion, it's Be'inan Shi'avi Redu Dafka L'Rishus HaYochid Acheres. Kivo called Moshe Bialva. I'm telling you, it's mind-boggling. What's exciting here, again, Rabos, if you don't mind my saying so, is that no one knows about this Machlokas Rishonim. And even if you knew about it, you would not know this Nafka Mina. But the analysis is so profound. You know, what are we talking about here? And they're worlds apart. Tosis's perception, the Rashba's perception, Lokarev Zelze, they're separated by more than four Amos in Rishus Aram. Now, we go back to square one, and Tosis at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos had asked, why isn't this case of Mavir, Derech Rishus Aravim, included in the Mishnah? We have Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba, what about this? So as far as Moshe is concerned, Tosis said, well, you know what, Moshe is not Chilufe Rishuyos, right? It's a whole new entity. Doesn't belong. It's alien to our Mishnah, which is discussing the Ani and the Balabayas, Saram Rishusayochid, this direction, that direction. But now we get to the Tosis' Kasha about Derech Rishusaram. So what I thought the Rav was going to do, you know, classic yeshivish alumnus, is what we call a shitaso. That we're going to line our Tosa at the beginning of Shabbos with Tosis in Erevin. Punkfake. Just the opposite. The Rav is going to convince us, I believe, that Tosis at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos reflects that Tosis which the Rashba quotes. It's the Shitas HaRashba, the name of Tosis. He says, Vehine, Tosis didan hikshu, my time alotoni masnisin ga mavir derech rishus aram, v'yesh ledagdek. My time alo hikshu at Tosis, my time alotoni kol mavir dalet amas rishus aram. Apparently, Tosis thought that mavir dalet amas rishus aram is not at all related to meleches hotzah, because meleches hotzah, by definition, is taking it from one rishus to the other. And therefore, Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim, Bevadai Lo Avidum Yedo Hutzah Demasnisin. The subject and the koteret of our mission at the beginning of Shabbos is Hutzah. Havaris Dalet Amos is not Hutzah. In fact, you may recall that we had a Havamina to say that it's an Av Malach unto itself. Is therefore Tosis never asked that question? Oh, if that be the case, if Tosis never asked the Kasha, well, why didn't the Mishnah include Havaris Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim? Why does Tosis ask about the case of Derech Rishus Harabim? If Tosis holds that you're only Chayav Derech Rishus Harabim, as we saw in Tosis Erevin Lamed Gimel, if you are Mavir Dalet Amos, then the same exact answer, I mean, he never even asked the question because the answer was so poshut, for why Mavir Dalet Amos doesn't belong in that mission. That same answer will apply to Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Yochid, Derech, Rishus Dalet Amos, Rishus Arab, because Tosis in Erevin holds that you're only Chayev if you carried it for Amos in Rishus Arab. So the same answer is back to square one. You're not Chayev here for Hotzah. You're not Chayev here from Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Arab or the other direction, Hotzah Nachnosah. You're Chayev for the Avaris Dalet Amos. Again, you need a chiddush here that lo mi boy, if you picked it up in Rishus Harabim, put it down 4 amos later. But afilu, even if you did the akira in Rishus Hayochid and the hanoch in a different Rishus Hayochid, you're going to be chayef for that varis dalet amos. But at the end of the day, the kishkis and the essence of the malach is that varis dalet amos. So what's bothering Tosis? The chol kushasi rak mi. To the same extent that Tosis never raised the question, the problem of the Mavir Dalet Amos, he never would have raised the question of Rishus Ayoch, Rishus Ayoch, Derech, Rishus Arabim, because Tosis holds its Dara Dalet Amos. ulechora mizeh mevur datosvis hamachayevu mitam chodesh kein moshit. Tosvis has combined moshit with derech rishis harabim in one breath, with one kasha for both of them. Why wasn't this listed in the Mishnah? And Tosfos can answer because it's a very mechudeshtik malacha. It doesn't fit into the normal pattern of classic hotzah. Ukeshitas harajba. Unreal. This is not, you know, your typical kind of lishitaso, where you set up a machlokas, you toast in the Rashba, and you go back to Tosus elsewhere, and you say, well, this Tosus reflects the Shita Tosus name. The Rav doesn't have any problem identifying Tosus at the beginning of Shabbos with the Rashba. And by the way, the Rashba is quoting Tosus, wherever that Tosus is, we don't know. Maybe it's this Tosus. V'chein muchach miloshen ha-Tosus. What was Tosus kasha? Lisni nami moshit. And basically you can take those two malachas and you can almost equate them, right? Because it's always going to be from here to here, derech rishus harabim. The derech rishus harabim is kind of like the condition that sets up the malach. In Moshit, you need it through rishus harabim in order to be mechayef for taking it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. The same thing in the case of Derech Rishus HaRabim. And again, let's go back to Rav Schiddush in Venira, the previous paragraph, that according to the Shitas HaRashba, the Rav said that you'd have to take it into another Rishus HaYochid. You couldn't turn around and bring it back to the first Rishus HaYochid, because the Rashba Shita is that you're chayev for taking it from one Rishus HaYochid to another, which is Heim Helu Krushim Mikarka Lekarka, Heim Moshitu Krushim Mikarka Lekarka, I'm sorry, Miagola Lagola, which means that you took it from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. And the same thing applies here in Derech Rishus HaRab, just that you're not bound by Duta Achas. In this case, you can take it through a Rishus HaRab anywhere, in any direction, anywhere that's in the periphery, in the circumference around your Rishus HaYochid, and you hop over with a hop and a skip to another Rishus HaYochid and put it down there. Umimad de kaile atosis lemavir derech saram bahadi moshit mashma de gamavir havi midin moshit. The gam tirits atosis the lotani iser mavir mishum du rishus ayochid rishus ayochid osi shapir. Tosis says the reason why this case of Derech Rishus HaRabim is omitted from our Mishnah is because the malacha is to take it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, which is totally a total fluke, so to speak, when we compare it to our Mishnah, which is dealing with Hotsa and Achnasa from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Here it's Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. The Asi Shapir Tfei Im Shitas HaTosus Ke'en Shitas HaRashba. I'm not sure why he adds the word ke'em here. I would have left it out. But anyway, Shitas HaRashba. De'amachayev enu mishum avaris dalet avas Rishus HaRabim. He didn't even take it for avas Rishus HaRabim. Ve'ikar amachayev hu al havara mishus HaYochid l'Rishus HaYochid. And that's totally, how should I say, foreign to our Mishnah of Hotzah Nachnasa. Ti'im keinu iser miyuchad b'fnei atzmo ke'en iser moshit. Velo dami li iser hotzah klal the taninon v'masnis. Now okay. So here, Jeff, I owe you one, but we're going to turn to page Yud. I'm not going to bother with the pictures now. If you want after shiur, but I'm still supposed to give it daf yomi shiur because we went on to a slightly different schedule. Now we have a famous Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that if Sukkos overlaps with Shabbos, the first day of Sukkos is on a Shabbos, we don't take the Dalet Minim. Why? Shema Yolichenu Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. He'll go to a Baki to teach him how to do Nanuim or whatever it might be, and he'll carry it 4 Amos into Rishus HaRabim. Sukkah and Beis Amid Beis. Frekt Rashi, very, you know, it's like atypical that Rashi should ask Akasha. Rashi wants to know, why does the Gemara have to say that he's carrying it for Amos and Rishus Arabim? Why didn't the Gemara just simply say that he's taking it out to Rishus Arabim, and whether he goes Dalet Amos or doesn't go Dalet Amos, that's irrelevant. He started in Rishus HaYochid, he was holding on to the Chveis, we'll say the Lulav, or whatever it might be, and he steps out into Rishus HaRabim. The very split second he steps out to Rishus HaRabim, he's in violation of Meleches, what should we call it, Hotzah. Hu Adin, says Rashi, Avi Motzi LeMeimar V'Yolich Rishus HaYochid HaRabim. Forget about Dalet Amos. The very moment he gets into Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabim, Ela Rashi says, Dibarov Hamakomos Vinyonim Amrinon, I guess he's talking like Dibar Kosse Behove, Sheyesh Lochush Lavoras Arba Amos Ve'ein Lochush Lahotzah, Kigon Im Hayamunach Be'Karmelis, O Be'Karpaf O Be'Gina, Di'enkan Isur, Hotsa de Oraisa, Vieshkan Iser Havara Bershus Arabin. Very, very strange Rashi. Rashi says that where is he picking up the Dalet Minim? In a Carmelis. So you don't have Rishus HaYochid de Oraisa, so when he takes it out into Rishus Arabin, he's not going to be Chayav for Hotsa, because he didn't pick it up in Rishus HaYochid. Again, I'm not exactly sure what he means here. Barov HaMakomos, he picks it up in a Carmel, it's a Karpaf, I don't know. But Rashi is Minei Ubei, this Rashi, you have to blow it out of the water. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Because the Gemara says, it'll be Chai for Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi's saying that it's in a Karpaf, or it's in a Bikar, what does he call it, a Carmel. Tzarech biur, the gam iser avar b'shus harab main kan. Again, you're not allowed to carry something for amos in a carmelis. That's true, but that's an iser d'rabbanon. Rashi is desperately trying to come up with a violation of an iser d'oraisa, and the Gemara says it's dalet amos. What do you mean dalet amos? He's in a carmelis. Where's the iser d'oraisa dalet amos in a carmelis? He says the gam isra avar b'rishus harabim ein kan. The isra avar shel dalet amos b'rishus harabim ani b'oker b'rishus harabim meiniach b'rishus harabim. Avol hochad hakira hoisa wahi mikarmelis v'karpa v'gina. Harei gam yani chenu b'sof b'rishus harabim. Now let's say he goes from a karmelis and he ends up in b'rishus harabim. Lu yitzur, right? So why is he going to be chai for Avoras Dalet Amos if he made the Akira in a Carmelis? You're only chai for Dalet Amos if you made the Akira in a Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi's talking about a Mitzias, a scenario which he picked it up in a Carmelis. The Enkan Chiyuv Al Avoras Dalet Amos came in the Enkan Akira Vanocha Rishus HaRabim. The Ayin B'Poras Yosef Sheheir Bozeh. I can promise you that that's not the rub. You probably never heard of the Paras Yosef. I never heard of the Paras Yosef anyway. Va'poshet bozeh, the ayin b'me'iri, b'sukkah sham, shehevi b'shem arayvid, liyashev es kushas rashi, my time alone nokad gzera shem yotzienu mirshus hayoch lishus harabim, Ugdole amafarshim tirtzu bazeh sheika gzerahi bahotzah mishus hayochid shalo vachnosel mishus hayochid shalabaki. Wow, beautiful. He picks up his dalet minim not in a bikkah. I mean, I still can't figure that Rashi out. Why did he tuck away his dalet minim in a bikkah? But anyway, he has his dalet minim stashed away on his living room table. Okay, his wife is not going to allow that, but wherever he stashes it away, and he carries it out to a baki. The baki is also Rishus HaYochid, but he carries it through Rishus HaRabim. The kevan she'ena menicha b'shus harabim, en kan lo chiyuv hotza, v'lo chiyuv hachnasa. Now, in any direction, he's not going to be chayav. And the reason for that is because he never put it down in Rishus HaRabim. El Chiyuv HaVara. What do you mean Chiyuv HaVara? Chiyuv HaVara means when he picks it up in Rishus HaRabim, carries it to Dalet Amos and puts it down. Here he went out of his house. The Afal Picha Chiyuv HaVara Derech Tzorech HaNoch Vakira. That's the Rashba that we've been discussing. I'm sorry, I made a big mistake. I said the Rashba. What I meant was Shitas Atosis. I'm sorry, I my mathematics was a little bit off here. I forgot. Right? The Rashba says that you're chayav from one Rishus Sayo to the other, even if you didn't carry it to Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Here the Gemara says you're chayav because of Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Oh, this would reflect Tosis Hashit and Erevin. Da'chiyav b'mavir derech Shus HaRabim b'midin mavir Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. V'yein nafgimina imakira v'anochem B'Shus HaRabim o B'Shus HaYochid. So he picks it up in one Rishus HaYochid, carries it 4 amas through Rishus HaRabim, puts it down in another Rishus HaYochid. Is bechol kai gavna mavir dalet amas Rishus HaRabim b'emtza, v'hu chiyuv midin mavir dalet amas Rishus HaRabim. Beautiful. And this perhaps will shed a light on this whole sugya in sukkah about why the Bucky situation is that he'll take it. We're afraid he might take it Dalet Amos Birshus HaRab. Now, based on this, the Rav, and we'll try to finish this up quickly, wants to interpret Rashi in Sukkah. The Rashi b'Sukkah Sfirle Hasam Keshitas Atosus B'Erev the Machayev B'Mavir Dalet Amos Birshus HaRabim. Ain't no dafke makira b'rshus harab matzva elagam makira nochavi b'rshus hayochid v'al pizedir lomar delo ich paslon gam imakira v'nochayu b'makom p'tur o karmos. Okay, so we're going to have to stop here because we ran out of time, but please underline those words because this is another chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik that he wants to say that even b'rshus hayochid is not a requirement here. You just need an akira and a hanocha, and you chai for the avar of Dalet Amos Birshus HaRab. Okay, Rabosai, so let me take this opportunity to thank you, and again, wish everyone a chag sameach, and Mirz Hashem, we'll get together next week, and we should have a great Kabbalah Satorah and a great Shabbos.
Chag sameach, everyone.
Chag sameach. Thank you so much.